With that being said, the calcium to phosphorus ratio is one of those that we need to try and balance out. So what do? You help increase foods that have phosphorus in them. You decrease foods that have calcium in them. You don't supplement with vitamin D as much as you probably do. You try to use natural sources of vitamin D. Don't add extra, because that can help the calcium kind of like precipitate into the tissue, which we don't want. We want the calcium to be metabolized.
Welcome to the Balance Wellness Solutions Podcast with pharmacist Dr. Courtney Sanfelice, where we will discuss all things related to health and wellness, getting to the root cause of health issues, and learning how to create a balance to obtain all of your wellness goals. Hot topics including CBD, gut health, nutrition, immune boosters, Ayurvedic health, women's health, essential supplements, and so many more. Here's your host, Courtney Sanfelice.
Hello, everyone. Dr. Courtney Sanfelice here today with Dr. Lizette Alba. We are both functional medicine specialists from the Story Institute, and we are here today to talk about HTMA, which is a hair tissue mineral analysis. And we use these tests a lot in functional medicine, where we check for mineral imbalances, we check for heavy metal toxicities, we check for different differences in metabolism and how we can help people with nutrition and supplementation to help bring these to balance and restore health and wellness. So welcome, Dr. Lizette. How are you today, girlfriend?
I am so happy to be back. How are you?
I am doing great. Lizette was actually on episode 8, I think it was, where we talked about essential oils. She is the essential oil guru. If you need help with that, you can see the show notes, reach out to her. She just actually sent me a Relax roller, which I am using every day and loving. It works so well. So yes, any essential oil questions that you have, please, please talk to Lizette. She's amazing. So, or you can listen to episode 8 too, where she talks about different formulas that she uses. So check it out. Welcome, Lizette. I want to talk about your results with the HTMA. So we have all done these to ourselves as practitioners. We do these with our clients all the time. It's a very good starting base with our clients, where it gives us a look at the bigger picture of what's going on in their bodies, and not so much as a diagnostic tool, but a tool where we can take the next steps in functional medicine to say, hey, maybe we should take a deeper dive into, you know, this or that, into your hormones or into your adrenal function or into food sensitivities. I know that you had amazing results. I've done the test once. I know you've done it multiple times and you have had amazing results. So let's talk about that. When did you do your first one? Like, when did you start with yours?
Right. So I did my first one last summer, like in June, when I was launching my business. And I got the results, and to my surprise, or well, maybe not so surprised, because I'm one of those people that is always on the go, go, go. It revealed that my body was definitely under a lot of stress and my adrenals were not working the way they should, meaning that my cortisol wasn't being released properly. So when you do that, you deplete a lot of your minerals. Stress can deplete your magnesium. Which then turns into a cycle, because you need magnesium to deal with stress. But if you don't have enough magnesium, then you stay stressed. So it's a vicious cycle with stress and magnesium. It also revealed that my thyroid function wasn't up to par either, and that I had a slow metabolism. A lot of these functionalities, when they're not working properly, can lead to constipation, tendency to gain weight, or not the inability to lose weight. And a lot of those things made sense to me, because I had been stuck at a certain weight. I mean, I had gotten to like one of those plateaus, and I mean, I was eating healthy most of the time, but you know, you transition, you're like, okay, I'm going to eat healthy. And then you have a cheat day here and there. And I really didn't know like what else to do, because I was exercising a few days a week. I was, you know, eating as best as I could. I was incorporating more fruits and veggies. And the test really opened up like a little mystery box that I didn't know that was going on, right? Nowhere did I ever think that my thyroid wasn't working right, or that I was overstressing my adrenals to that point, or that my metabolism, I mean, I probably knew my metabolism was slow because I did suffer from constipation my whole life, but no idea that it was related to that. So with the results from the hair tissue mineral analysis, it does give you a dietary summary of what foods to avoid and what foods to increase to help you balance your minerals. But I didn't start that till the summer was over because I was going to enjoy my summer, enjoy my vacation, eat whatever I wanted. And some of the restrictions were no alcohol, no dairy products, no refined sugars. So when you take all that into account, like, we eat a lot of processed food. We occasionally have alcohol. If, you know, you like to have a glass of wine here, you go to an outing and you have beer, whatever. So I didn't want to limit myself. So then in August, I was like, okay, gung-ho, we're going to, you know, stick to this for 90 days and see what happens. When I started it, I was at 147 pounds. And I did that regimen pretty much to the T. I want to say like maybe like 95% of the time or maybe even 99% of the time. And I pushed through that plateau like almost seamlessly. And I was able to get down to 100. And currently I'm at 133, 132 pounds. So when you take them, I lost 15 pounds in a matter of 3 to 4 months, let's say. And I've been able to maintain it off by staying doing that stuff most of the time. So I'm in maintenance mode. One of the reasons being my calcium was too high compared to my magnesium. My calcium was too high compared to my potassium. And when you take these mineral ratios, each one kind of represents a body function, right? So, I mean, like my results were amazing. And then when I applied those, like taking the right supplements, I had to take an adrenal support supplement. I had to take zinc to help balance out some other minerals. Definitely had to increase my magnesium. So all of that definitely helped boost my energy. It helped kind of manage my stress better. So even though there are moments of stress, I can actually deal with them and not overreact. And then the fact that I now have regular, you know, bowel movements, the constipation is pretty much completely eliminated, which in all my life, I had always had to either supplement with fiber or take laxatives, or there was a time I was drinking aloe almost every day to help regulate my digestive system. I don't have to do that anymore.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And it's funny how this is, how something, how a major thing in your body that you're supposed to do every day was off for so many years because your minerals were just imbalanced. And by just making some minor tweaks, some minor nutrition tweaks, some minor supplement tweaks, how it completely changed your life. And even like, you know, we struggle all the time. It's, you know, who can't stand to lose 5-10 pounds, that midsection, you know, when we're at that middle age where we're like, okay, why, you know, I'm doing everything right. I'm eating right. I'm exercising. Why can't I lose that weight? Sometimes it's just not going to come off. If the stuff, if the minerals in your body are imbalanced, you can be doing everything correctly. And if they're not, if they're imbalanced, you know, it's just not going to happen. So, you know, the fact that you were able to lose it when you found out what exactly was off, and then you were able to maintain it because you knew what you needed to do with your nutrition and, you know, whether you continued supplementation, or just did it for a shorter period of time. It's amazing.
Right. And then the best part is, even if you decide to take a weekend off, or, you know, you take a weekend that you kind of like break from your routine, when you come back, you bounce back and it's like seamless. Like you didn't even really like, you know, get bloated or gain that extra weight or anything like that, because you're so used to incorporating these healthy habits that, you know, you're okay with skipping a dessert, or you're okay with saying no to a glass of wine. Like, you don't need that stuff because you've improved your relationship with food, which is the biggest thing too. Like, once you detox from all these sugars and you detox from all these refined carbs and you incorporate more healthy nutrition, and, you know, you're taking the right supplements that your body needs, whether you're supplementing with whole foods or you're adding some supplements because that's just what your preference, then it makes a huge impact on your overall health.
It's true. It's so important. And I feel like in general, I can say that I did the hair mineral analysis, but I never rechecked. And I'm so curious to see where I'm at now from the changes that I've made and also my lifestyle changes that I made. So I did my test back in, I want to say it was like September, and it was it was a time where I couldn't have been under more stress. I was working in the pharmacy 40 plus hours a week. I was the main COVID vaccination giver. So I was looking at anywhere from 100 to 200 vaccinations a day in between, like if I was just doing that and then I was the pharmacist, whatever was happening. Usually we had a little extra help on them, but even if I was just giving those shots, it was just every single person that walked up. So many people, just everybody uncertain, everybody worried, everybody nervous, hearing everybody's story in a 45 second blurb that I had to give them a shot and walk away. I took on a lot of stress on my body. I probably, like I said, I couldn't have been in a more stressful situation where I just used to come home some days and just unleash. I would just come home and just burst into tears and just be like, so my adrenals were just, I was literally on fight or flight. And that's what my first test read. Like my numbers were off the charts on some of them. The charts ended and my numbers just kept going. I was just so depleted. And my report basically was like, you're coasting on fumes, girl. Like take it down a couple notches, you know? So I definitely made nutritional changes, which was like so pivotal for me, just, you know, cutting out that sugar, cutting out that extra sugar. There's times where I even did like where I'm in the process of trying to go gluten and wheat free. I'm not perfect at it. I'm slowly starting to try. I did some more testing on myself. I just more recently did a gut zoomer, which is a stool test. And I did that and it led to some, I have to do some further testing, but it looks like I might have some sensitivity there where just cutting those foods out of my diet. And I had to supplement with a couple of things as well. My calcium was very high. My copper levels were off. So I definitely needed to incorporate some zinc, which was very hard for me because zinc makes me very nauseous. So it was very hard for me to try and get that zinc into my daily, you know, regimen as a feeling like the terrible pharmacist of like, take your supplements every day, where it was hard for me to get it in. I would try and time it where I would take it going to bed or something. So I wouldn't feel that nausea if I took it in the morning, you know, so just incorporating those things. I know that now, however many months later, my lifestyle is completely different. I now work half the hours that I do in the pharmacy and I work my own functional medicine practice. My lifestyle is completely different. So I want to do my second test and see where I'm at in comparison to my first, because I definitely have lost 15 pounds. You know, I've changed a lot in my life and even my stress levels. So I feel like I would love to see where my levels are at now versus where they were at then. So that's on my to-do list.
Yeah. So like we're saying, like sometimes even if your minerals are within range per se on the hair tissue test, your ratios can still be off, which is crazy. So I was actually reviewing one of my clients' cases yesterday. When we started back in January, she had copper toxicity. And she was complaining about a lot of things. And copper is like related, like interacts with zinc. It can displace zinc. So even if you have enough zinc, it could seem like you have a zinc deficiency. So it's funny you mentioned that, because that's your hormone ratio, right?
I was just going to say that affects your hormones and everything that
exactly.
is. Absolutely.
So copper and zinc are very related to estrogen and progesterone levels. So it could, you know, kind of indicate that maybe you have to do a Dutch test and check what those levels look like. But this particular client, her main thing was that she was having a lot of pain, that she wasn't, you know, feeling like herself. She didn't have a lot of energy. And when I got her new results, all her minerals were in range. They're not perfect, but they're in range now. But when I looked at her ratios, we fixed the two copper ones a little bit. So the copper iron and the copper zinc. Mm-hmm. But we still have to fix some of her other ones. So calcium's still on the higher end of the spectrum compared to her potassium and her magnesium. So that's like the next step. We're going to try and finish balancing those out. And a lot of those things have to do with mostly lifestyle and nutrition, right? So if we take a graph and continue like fixing those little things that she's been doing along and adding more things, like, for example, the calcium phosphorus ratio is your nervous system or metabolic ratio. So that can indicate whether you have a slow metabolism or a high metabolism. And when your calcium is high compared to your phosphorus, it indicates that you have a slow metabolism, which is my case as well. And that can, you know, lead to having cold hands and feet, which was something I had my whole life. I'm very sensitive to cold weather. Luckily now it's improved a lot, where people are like, oh, it's hot in here and I'm freezing. And I'm like, I don't feel that way anymore. You know, that's like a constant battle in my house. My husband likes to have the AC cold, and I'm like, can you please turn off the fan at least? But, you know, with that being said, the calcium to phosphorus ratio is one of those that we need to try and balance out. So what do? You help increase foods that have phosphorus in them. You decrease foods that have calcium in them. You don't supplement with vitamin D as much as you probably do. You try to use natural sources of vitamin D, though add extra, because that can help the calcium kind of like precipitate into the tissues, which we don't want. We want the calcium to be metabolized.
I see that with tons of my clients where their minerals are, you know, they could be skewed a little bit. Maybe they're on the lower end of normal or the higher end of normal, but they might still be in the quote unquote normal range. And then when you look at the ratios, that's where the problem lies. And that's where we need to do the balancing act. And I think it's really important for us to bring to our listeners' attention, you know, what we do in functional medicine. We're both pharmacists, we're both functional medicine specialists. We are both, you know, we both have been in the Western medicine realm for our entire careers until the past few years, where we've started to incorporate this more holistic, more root cause, you know, view of things. And I think that looking at it and helping people understand that when you go to the doctor, you know, we have, I don't know about you. I know I have tons of relationships with doctors in the pharmacy that, you know, good doctors that are jaded and, you know, I have 8-9 minutes with my patient. I have 9 minutes for them to tell me what they're feeling. And then I've got to diagnose them, give them a prescription, talk to them. You know, there's no talk about nutrition or any lifestyle modifications. It's like, boom, 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 quick, quick, quick. They don't have the time, whether they want to or not. It's just not there. And I think that a lot of people fall victim to that cycle, that hamster wheel cycle, where they go get labs done, whether, you know, whether it's their thyroid, whether it's their just anything, any panel, blood level, anything, they go get their hormones checked, anything, and their numbers are quote unquote within normal range. But then they come to us after going to 3 different specialists and circle back around and say, but I still don't feel good. I'm still not feeling well. You know, my numbers are all normal. My doctor, look, here's my numbers. They'll give me their Quest lab and say, here's my numbers. And they're all in the normal range, but they're still not feeling good. And, you know, like you were just saying, sometimes it's not about those specific numbers. It's about those ratios where, you know, just because your calcium levels look like they're normal in relation to other minerals, you know, they could be way off and be creating this imbalance, which again can be leading to other things. Just right off the balance, I'm thinking of my very last hair mineral test that I did a few weeks ago with my client, and most of her minerals were on the lower end. And I think she's suffering from migraines, and she can't get to the bottom of why she's having the migraines. And all of her ratios with magnesium are off. They're way off. So we started her on a regimen, and we're waiting to see, you know, if this is all going to balance out. So she's probably like a little bit into her first week. So we're trying to see if her mostly magnesium, a lot of her things were low. Like we're doing a little bit of everything, like just a multi-mineral type of vitamin, but basically seeing how we can balance it, because overall her minerals look a little bit on the low end, but the ratios are way off. So, you know, bringing that to light to our listeners to say, just because a snapshot of a picture says that you're normal, it doesn't, if you're not feeling good, you need to investigate further and find out why you're not feeling good, because sometimes labs aren't the end all be all. And the labs that we run as functional medicine practitioners, they dive a lot deeper than the standard ones that have quote unquote diagnoses from the doctor, where we're looking for one specific thing. You know, maybe we need to dive a little deeper, you know, to check out what's going on.
And it's important for our listeners to know that when doctors run these blood tests, the blood test is just a picture of your minerals transportation through the blood. That's not where your minerals are working. Your minerals are working in your tissues. They're working in your organs. They're working inside your cells. So that's not an accurate number anyway to determine deficiency. If your body detects that there is a number that's too low in your blood, guess what? It's going to pull it from wherever it's at and going to put it in the bloodstream to make sure that that number doesn't fluctuate too much. By the time that number in your blood is low, that means that your body's all out of whack. It might be too late to fix, right? Absolutely. And then we have to depend on Western medicine to, you know, make sure that we get those numbers fixed as quickly as possible, because then you're really depleted. The hair tissue test is going to give us a snapshot going back 3 to 4 months to tell us whether you've been exposed to toxic metals, whether you've been having these symptoms and you really didn't know where they were because your blood test is normal, you know. And perfect scenario is one of my cousins reached out to me and she was having thyroid issues, like really severe, out of nowhere. And her doctors had her on this regimen and she really didn't want to stay on these drugs. And she came, reached out to me, we did the hair tissue test, and I was able to give her some answers. She changed her diet, she changed everything. Her doctor said it was impossible to fix her condition with just food. And when she went back, her thyroid levels normalized.
Love it.
But doctor was shocked. She's like, I don't know how you did this. Like, she's like, normally it takes years to regulate thyroid. So
right. Not with Dr. Lizette.
Nope. And I mean, like, she didn't even start the supplement. All she did was change her food.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Because food is medicine.
It's wild. And I think, and I love that you brought up thyroid, because I think sometimes people also look at things where, you know, they're looking at things from a Western medicine point of view, which again, not terrible, but they go to their doctor and they get their, you know, TSH level or their free, you know, T4 levels looked at, and they're looked and they're, and that's what the end all be all for a doctor to look at, to say, hey, is that in normal range? When we do this test and we see that sometimes your thyroid can be off based on minerals, it doesn't necessarily mean if we take this test and say, oh, you know, your thyroid is we're showing signs that these minerals are off and you might have something going on with your thyroid. It's not that we're going to instantaneously send you to your doctor and say, you better go get on a prescription, you know, for a Synthroid. This is our way of being like, these minerals are off. We're going to fix this with nutrition. First, we always look at food as medicine. Nutrition's always number one. Can we fix this? If it's a mild, you know, if it's off mildly, if we see something where it's drastically off, then, you know, we as pharmacists, functional medicine practitioners will say, hey, let's take a look at some supplementation, because you're not going to get enough of this from your nutrition. So while you can eat these foods, maybe for a couple of months, we might put you on this supplement to help kind of normalize things. And then once you get it in normal range, you can maintain it with nutrition, you know, based on how severe the levels are off. So, you know, like you said, food is medicine. That's always the number one thing we go to is nutrition, you know, and then when it gets down to it, how severe is something, if we do need to do that supplementation, whether it be permanent, whether it be temporary, it's always, you know, we always have it there as, you know, as an option. But it's not that just because you have something wrong with your thyroid when we do these tests, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're doomed to a life of prescription medication. It's let's get to that root cause, find out why it's happening, why those levels could be off, or why those levels are normal and you're still not feeling well.
Right. Definitely.
Yes, I think these tests are so important for people. And it's like I said at the beginning of our conversation, they're a really good start for people to dive into the functional medicine realm if they're looking for answers that they just can't find from their doctor, where, you know, where they don't get the answer that they want to hear, or they get an answer that's, you know, prescription after prescription. I know that we are both still working in the pharmacy. You know, we both have our limited hours that we are still working in the pharmacy. And I don't know about you, but it's becoming harder and harder for me when people come and ask me a question and, you know, they come to me with a prescription, and yesterday it was a restless leg prescription. And, you know, somebody came to me and, you know, they were switching back and forth between, you know, the two big ones, and we're going back and forth, prescription. Well, this one wasn't helping me, so now we're tapering and starting this one. And, you know, that one really didn't help me, but it helped me more than the other because I'm having side effects, blah, blah, blah. And it was this cycle. And I was just like listening, and I just wanted to be like, okay, you know, I know that there's a better way. And I know personally offhand, you know, this person, I don't think that this person would want to even get involved in, you know, it's, you know, there's some people that just want the pill for the ill, and that's okay. You know, that everybody has their own lifestyle and their own choices that they make. But when I'm sitting there trying to say, okay, I know there's a better way. I've seen people cure their restless leg with CBD in 2 doses. You know, I've seen people literally take a dose and be like, wow, did this really happen? Like, I just slept the whole night through and my leg is not moving and I don't feel like I can't sit still, whether it be sitting still or sleeping, whenever the issue happens for them. So it's just amazing that it's becoming harder and harder. Like when I'm helping people in the pharmacy capacity with medications to not be like, but there's another way, or I can help you with this.
Yeah.
Or what does your nutrition look like? You know, number one question, what does your nutrition look like? You know, is what we ask as functional medicine practitioners. And, you know, some people, depending on how far their health is off, how much they want to help themselves, you know, and how much do they want to commit to it? That's the biggest thing I think that I have with my clients, and the struggle is mindset. You know, they have to want to help themselves and they have to want to fix things. I think mindset is everything when it comes down to functional medicine and actually healing the body and getting to that root cause.
Yep, definitely. I mean, I do find it hard. Like I've had a couple patients in the last few weeks where they come, they're having trouble sleeping or they're having like an allergy thing. And then I'm like, I cringe and I'm like, well, they already tried this and now they're trying that. I'm like, well, have you looked at this? Have you tried this? Like, have you, you know, tried essential oils? Have you checked on your sleep hygiene? People trying to lose weight, they get a prescription for phentermine. I'm like, well, maybe the phentermine is a temporary fix. Gonna decrease your appetite. Yeah, but what happens when you get off the phentermine? You're gonna gain weight, all the weight that you lost on the phentermine, plus then some. You know what I mean? Like,
absolutely. I've seen it a lot of times.
You don't fix anything with phentermine. I'm like,
you're just slapping the band-aid on it.
You're putting a band-aid on it. You're gonna, you know, hold your mouth for a little bit. You're gonna get summer ready. And then over the summer, you're not gonna be on the phentermine. You're gonna eat whatever you want while you're on that cruise ship or wherever you go on vacation. You're going to gain the 15 pounds that you lost plus an extra 5 or 10. And then you're going to be miserable and then you're going to repeat the cycle. What did you do? Nothing.
Nope. Absolutely.
And you're screwing with your body, giving it this, you know, adrenaline-like rush, suppressing it from what it really needs. And sometimes it's not even about eating less food. Sometimes you need to eat more food, just the right food. Maybe you're eating too many carbs or you're eating too much fat or you don't have the proper balance of your macros, you know? And I know we're going a little bit off topic with it, but this is actually part of what the hair tissue mineral test can actually pick, you know, give us a picture of. I've had slow metabolizers that need to increase their protein because they're not eating enough. I've had fast metabolizers who are probably eating not enough carbs to slow down their metabolism so that they have time to digest and process their food, you know? Sometimes they have low stomach acid. Perfect example. I have a patient who's been on omeprazole for 8 years.
Yikes, I just cringed.
8 years because supposedly she has gastritis and GERD. Omeprazole wasn't even studied over a long period of time when they did those clinical trials. It was supposed to be for 2 weeks.
Yep, absolutely.
So why are we keeping people? And then, yeah, and then people are on this for years and years and years without fixing the problem. So I told her, listen, I'm not telling you to come off of it because that's not my job, but we need to actually increase your stomach acid so that you can digest your food, so you can speed up your metabolism.
Exactly. You know? That's one of my biggest pet peeves. I have my little protocol and I'm like, you know, I put it on Facebook all the time. I say to people, you know, are you on any of these medications? Because people don't understand, like it just snowballs into so many other conditions and so many other prescriptions. It leads to so many other prescriptions. And then it leads to, you can't sleep because you're regurgitating your thing. It leads to so many other conditions where you're feeling just like crap, literally. And it's like, what can we do to fix this? And like you just said, you know, it's basically putting the band-aid on it, and it's actually stopping you to have acid where you need to have it to break down your food. So then you can't lose weight. Then it's this cycle of so many different things. You're not absorbing your foods properly. You're not absorbing all of your micronutrients where they need to be and to help your body function properly. And then your sleep patterns and all of these things that create a happy, healthy body are off because of it. And then when people stop it cold turkey, then it creates that hyperacid secretion. So it increases, you know, just like you said, with the weight loss thing. So now you're looking at your acid reflux is back, and then it's back with a vengeance, because now it's like, now you're secreting even more acid than you did before, because your body's like, wait, hang on, what? I just had something that was controlling that. Now what's going on? And then your whole body is basically out of whack at that point. So, you know, it's all relevant. Like you said, it's not off topic. It's all relevant because it's all related to, you know, home base of that root cause of what's going on in our bodies. And, you know, what are we taking to, you know, what are people taking to fix it, quote unquote, fix it prescription style. And then, you know, when they're doing that, what other prescriptions are they starting to take now for side effects? And they're still not feeling good. You know, we see it every day. I know you see it in the pharmacy. I see it in the pharmacy. It's a cycle. And I don't know about you, but it feels great when we're working with people in our own functional medicine practices where we are able to help them get off of these medications. And it's a choice. Yes, I'm not telling you to get off of it, but if you want to, I know what you can take to do it and help you.
Right. Exactly. Definitely. It's been very eye-opening to enter into the space and not only help yourself, but to help other people transform their life where they don't have to depend on these medications.
Absolutely. 100%. 100%. Well, I am so glad that we got to talk about this today. Thank you so much for coming on. This was really great information for our listeners, because it's a really great start. So we'll have our show notes at the bottom for you to reach out to either of us. We can do these tests for you. We can help you. Again, like I said, Lizette is also a specialist in all things holistic, yoga, meditation, just anxiety in general. She's amazing with essential oils. She's helped me. She helps so many. So reach out to her. Her contact information will be in the show notes. And I thank you so much for being on today, Lizette.
Thanks for having me.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. Find us on social media, on Facebook at The Wellness Pharma Chick and online at our website, balancedwellnesssolutions.net. Check back weekly for new episodes. Until next time, take care of yourself and be well.